Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you untangle those mental knots and cultivate a little more peace in your day-to-day. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating compassion and empathy, not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. Ever noticed how quick we are to judge ourselves harshly? We trip up on a word, miss a deadline, or even just have a bad hair day, and bam. The inner critic comes out swinging with a whole arsenal of negativity. But here's the thing. That kind of self-criticism doesn't serve us. It only creates more stress, anxiety, and ultimately pushes us further away from feeling good about ourselves. So how do we turn the tide? How do we learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and compassion we offer our friends and loved ones? Well, that's what we're exploring today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that beautiful inner sanctuary of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, acknowledge that little voice in your head, the one that's always whispering doubts and negativity. Naming it helps take away its power. Imagine it as a grumpy character with a bad attitude. Give it a silly name like Grumbles or Captain Doom. It's easier to deal with something when you can laugh at it a little. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Once you recognize the inner critic, start questioning those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, we are much kinder to others than we are to ourselves. 3. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be lovely. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think about what brings you joy, what makes you feel relaxed and energized. Could it be taking a walk in nature, listening to music, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones? Make time for these things regularly. They are not indulgences. They are essential. 4. Embrace imperfection. Perfection is an illusion, my friends. No one is perfect, and striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Instead, learn to accept yourself, flaws and all. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you are perfectly imperfect, just the way you are. 5. Extend kindness. Practice random acts of kindness towards others. It could be something small, like holding the door open for someone, offering a genuine compliment, or simply listening with empathy when a friend needs to vent. You know that feeling when you do something kind for someone else and it makes you feel good? That warm, fuzzy feeling is compassion in action. Imagine if we all practice more kindness towards each other and ourselves, what a difference it would make. It's about creating a ripple effect of positivity, starting with ourselves. Let me tell you a quick story. I was having one of those days last week, the kind where everything seemed to go wrong. I spilled coffee on myself, missed a deadline at work, and got stuck in traffic. By the time I got home, I was feeling pretty beat up, you know. But then, something amazing happened. My neighbor, Mrs. Pearson, who's always been so sweet, came over with a plate of freshly baked cookies. She just smiled and said, "Laura, I saw you were having a tough day. These are for you." Suddenly, the weight on my shoulders felt a little lighter. Her simple act of kindness reminded me that even on the most difficult days, there are always people who care and want to help. And it inspired me to be kinder to myself after all. I deserved it just as much. So remember, cultivating compassion and empathy starts within. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your strengths, learn from your mistakes, and never forget that you are worthy of love and happiness. Let's make a conscious effort today to spread kindness and understanding, both to ourselves and others. It's a beautiful ripple effect, one that can change the world, one act of kindness at a time. Now go out there and be awesome. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of self-compassion. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave us a review, it means the world. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and keep detoxing those overthinking tendencies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.